For many Mexicans, the arrival of December means a whole host of celebrations, weddings, quinceañeras, and religious days like the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Every time I go to Mexico, I try to visit the Basilica of Guadalupe over there.
That's Juan Marin, who lives in Peoria. Marin isn't going to Mass in Mexico City this year. He has to work. Instead, Marin is celebrating Guadalupe at St. Mary's Cathedral downtown. But he makes it a prerogative to take his five kids to visit relatives in Mexico at least once a year.
There is like me seeing myself when I was young, and they love it.
Last year, Marin took his family on the three-day road trip for Christmas. They stayed as long as they could, 2 weeks, so that his kids didn't miss school days.
For me, it's definitely not enough because I only go for 2 weeks. That's all I have for vacation.
He says he wishes they had a whole month off so they didn't miss out on family traditions and celebrations. Unlike Marin, some families are gone longer than the school calendar allows. As Peoria's school district and others across the country become increasingly diverse, teachers are starting to take notice.
Family time is important, and I have a hard time myself penalizing kids for going and spending time for, you know, with their families.
That's David Del Pozo. He teaches English as a second language and bilingual classes at Von Steuben Middle School. Many of his students are from Mexico. Del Pozo says around November, he typically knows which of his students will be gone longer than the official winter break.
They're respectful. They ask if they can leave early. It really doesn't matter what we say because they're going to do it anyways. But I think for us, each school kind of handles things a little different.
The attendance policy for middle schoolers says students who've missed more than 5 days a quarter receive an F for that grading period.
And I feel bad for a student who has been going to school, has been working hard, and then all of a sudden, because their parents choose to go to Mexico and they have no choice but to go, they have an F.
Del Pozo says when he raised the issue to district leadership, he was told to handle it on a case-by-case basis. He says he typically has about 5 children in his class missing this time of year.
I think it's something we need to deal with. And really, it's not just, Hispanic families or families going to Mexico. There could be other families that they might have different types of religious vacations or other things where this could be the case for them too.
Del Pozo says he doesn't like the gray area. He says he and some of his colleagues would like to see a district-wide policy. Peoria District 150 spokesman Chris Copeland says a new attendance policy is in the works.
We have a committee working on an overall district attendance plan right now to hopefully even launch for next school year.
But Copeland says so far, the numbers of students taking extended holiday breaks are too small to address.
There are specific teachers and specific classrooms that may see impacts around the holidays, but it has not become a district problem as a whole. We have many other priorities to address that will be part of our attendance plan committee and how to address the issues that would make the most impact within our district.
But at least one national nonprofit aimed at tracking and reducing chronic school absences says those missed days add up. Hetty Chang is director of Attendance Works, a national education policy initiative. She says even a small group of student absences around the holidays has considerable impact on teachers and other students.
When they come back to the classroom, now the teacher's not quite sure how to teach because you've got different kids coming in at different times. It's actually affecting even the education of the kids in the classroom.
Chang says as many school districts across the country become more diverse, many are developing absentee policies that encompass religious and ethnic minorities, not just those with families in Mexico. San Francisco, for example, recently added 2 days off for Chinese New Year.
And I think it speaks to this issue of how inconsistent attendance is actually more problematic than just taking it off.
Perhaps more important than a policy, Chang says, is communicating attendance policies with parents.
Especially those who are least familiar with our school systems, about what goes on and how kids have to be in school every day in order to achieve and succeed.
And Chang says those conversations need to happen not as families prepare to leave for the holidays, but well before the beginning of the school year. I'm Cass Harrington.